Warning, painfully obvious admission coming up. I am an unapologetic, unabashed Tony Bourdain fan. Big surprise, right? It would be a big, unexpected, sweeps week on TV kind of shock for me to say that I wasn't. Truth be told, I don't know any of my peers, those 35 to 50-year-old culinary pirates, who don't think he is completely spot on in most everything he decides to write. Part of the appeal is his realistic view of both himself and the industry. He realizes that despite all the glitz and glamour, the industry is a whole bunch of dull, mindless prep works, which items that 75% of the population would deem to be icky if seen in their natural, unprepped state, strung together until the end result is sublime. He also realizes that despite his fame, TV show, books, and legions of adoring fans, that he himself is as full of shit as anybody. He embraces it and doesn't shy away from it. I'm such a fan of his that I even bought the Nasty Bits, which should have been subtitled, "If you're a fan, it's all crap you've already read, so fork over your dollars and get this over with quickly." Being that kind of fan, I've even got over the fact that the lanky pile of sarcasm has stolen my proposed life. I mean, who wouldn't want to travel around the world, eating and getting hammered on local hooch for a TV audience? And who better to do it than a Jack Daniels-loving fat guy? Who, I ask? You? But I digress. The realistic approach speaks loudest of all. The man clearly knows food and can prepare it with the best of them, and has seen and known the brilliant and the Michelin-starred by name. But what really turns me on about a cook's tour, no reservations, and the Leal cookbook is the utter simplicity of the food and his clear delight in that. It's cooking at ground zero without an immersion circulator in sight. Watch him in Singapore eating street food. See him in the France of his youth. His delight is never about the surroundings, the china, or the service. It's never about the witty presentations, the fine linen, the paper of the menus, the quality of the saucy little Bordeaux poured gently and lovingly into a Rideau glass designed just for that purpose. He is solely, 100%, focused on the food. He immerses himself in the local flavor, whether it's a boar roasted in the dirt, a wash in its own regurgitated grass, which he hated and thought to be disgusting, but gamely trudged on, or crisp oysters recently relocated from their beds to his plate. The food he samples comes from menus painted on plywood, gets washed down with local beers, some of which tastes like formaldehyde, and this I know personally from drinking local beer in Egypt, or the local liquor, red moonshine, and are served in restaurants that could be very easily be mistaken for abandoned buildings were it not for the customers and the delicious aromas coming out of them. When I was early in my career, I attempted to be a bit of a show-off. I was working at a riverfront joint in Northern Virginia and trying to show the chicken wing and nacho crowd how to enjoy swordfish with blueberry barbecue sauce. My early menus could have easily been entitled, "Look what I know from culinary school and my first job at the university club." It wasn't until years later that I realized that the dishes I've kept with me from that ugly trail of self-discovery were ultimately the simplest ones. The well-turned sauce, the four-ingredient sandwich, the brine that keeps chicken moist and injects just that hint of what is that flavor. Why have we ventured so far away from the simple? Are we just a bunch of inveterate tinkerers who can't leave well enough alone? Are we so ambitious that we are now looking at the package, i.e. the look and feel of the restaurant, the menus, the wine list, the experience, that we forget the primary function of a chef is to get people fed with delicious, fresh, and wonderfully presented food? I guess my definition of simple should be clearly stated. Simple does not mean dull. It does not mean that the food has just been slapped together. My definition of simple is this: three or four beautiful ingredients that not only taste like themselves, but also work in harmony with other ingredients. By the way, this theory was also explained beautifully in Ratatouille, which you know I'm also a great fan of. Simple doesn't mean advanced prep is not required. It doesn't mean we can't do our chefy thing and make these ingredients soar, even if that soaring is merely to make our chicken taste like the world's greatest chicken. Simple means knowing when it's time to walk away. Simple means putting down your knife, your saucing spoon, and your hotel pan full of garnish, and sending it out to a grateful and hungry world. Understandably, it's tough to let go. We're all perfectionists at heart, and at least the decent ones of us are. There is always something else to do better, something to add. But come the end of the day, my dear tinkerers and management geniuses, do we really need all that? My wife, the beautiful and amazingly forgiving Annette, is happy with a nice pasta, a nice rosé sauce, and a good crusty French bread. When you all finally go home, do you cut garnish to feed yourself and your loved ones? Do you want lavender essence after a 14-hour workday, or do you want a well-fried and spicy chicken wing? The stuffed filet or the semi-greasy, medium-rare, juicy burger? We're always trying to invent, and that is the beauty of our industry. We'll never, ever watch from the sidelines while the world passes us or advances around us. We're always on the hunt for bigger, better, faster, more. I love it, and it's for that very reason I'll cook until my feet fall off from abuse. We must, however, never forget there ain't nothing wrong with fish and chips served with a bit of malt vinegar and rolled in paper. That food is real. That food is right. That food is simple. There is quite a bit of thought that goes into it. What fish is best? To beer batter or not beer batter? Which potatoes should I select? But in the end, it's a beautifully cooked piece of sweet white fish with a crispy batter and well-cooked French fries. Simple, right? There's been a lot of talk on this podcast, and industry-wide for that matter, about new openings. Here's my challenge to the concept developers, the chefs, the managers, and anyone else who thinks they're in the know. KISS. It's the acronym for Keep It Simple, Stupid. It doesn't mean I want to see all of us sitting on the kitchen floor, enjoying a bit of seal tartare, another glorious Anthony Bourdain moment, one he said he was truly proud of, or see us dumbing down our menus. We should always just remember that fish and chips is still fish and chips. The work is done. It's been mastered. After all, no one is breaking into the Louvre and painting skinny jeans and Jimmy Choo's underneath the Mona Lisa, are they? Save the luxury for the luxurious in scale and price. Don't do in 17 steps what can be delicious in 6. And take a cue from street food. Fresh, hot, and good. And for God's sakes, write Chef Anthony and tell him to let me have his life.
Thank you for listening to A Modern Profession Podcast. For more podcasts you might enjoy and information on live shows and how you can get involved, visit amodernprofession.com or check us out on Twitter @AModernPro or on Instagram @AModernProfession. Thank you.